Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast today. These podcasts are brought to you in part by our sponsors, who really truly are what make these podcasts possible every week. O'Fallon Nutrition is a company that I've worked with for over 15 years. They're independently owned and operated, located here in O'Fallon, Missouri, right off of Highway K and Mexico Road. I call this place the Whole Foods of St. Charles County, but even if you are not located on this side of the river, it is still worth the drive. I can remember working all the way down at Powerhouse and still sending people out to O'Fallon Nutrition for their supplements. They are more than a supplement company. You can get grass-fed beef, salad dressing, seasoning for your cooking, hair care products, makeup, deodorant, toothpaste, essential oils, and all the vitamins and minerals that you can think of. If you're looking for clean, whole food nutrition, as well as home care, house care, skin care products, O'Fallon Nutrition is your place. You can take a look at them at O'FallonNutrition.com, or if you'd like to have something shipped, if you're listening to me from outside of St. Louis, you can certainly have items shipped. I know they do free shipping if it's an order over $50, and the phone number is 636-240-5283. Again, it's O'FallonNutrition.com, as well as if preparing your food on a weekly basis is your primary excuse for why you're not able to stay on a good clean eating program, which is something that I hear very regularly from my clients, I would ask you to please take the time to check out Pure Plates. It's pureplatesstl.com. They are a phenomenal place. We get our food from there during the week. They deliver to our Integrity location. They will deliver to your house. They also are just available for pickup. You can go to their Chesterfield location or their Kirkwood location and just pick up meals for the day, as well as just having them delivered right to your door. So if preparing your food is your main excuse for why you cannot stay on a healthy eating program, then I would suggest just stop by Pure Plates. Just try it. If you're trying to lower your blood pressure, you're trying to lower your cholesterol, you're trying to get your blood sugar down, try to do Pure Plates meals for a week and just see how different you feel. These are organic meals. They are gluten-free. If you need them to be, they can be dairy-free. They are soy-free. You're not taking any processed sugars or meat curing agents or preservatives. They really, truly believe in nutrient-dense meals that are just whole food nutrition. And I've had my clients, or have made recommendations for my clients for years at Pure Plates. It's pureplatesstl.com, or you can call them to ask questions at 636-778-3555. Again, remembering that they have a location in Chesterfield as well as in Kirkwood that you can just run by and pick up a meal today. Everyone always asks me where I get my meat from, and given that I really eat meat on a daily basis, typically beef primarily, my meat is very important to me. I have an autoimmune condition, and I want grain-free, corn-free meat, and I just haven't found the confidence in stores in knowing that I'm getting 100% grass-fed, grass-finished beef. And I have searched and searched and searched for the right farm, and I have found the farm. It's fedfromthefarm.com. Fed, F-E-D, fromthefarm.com. These farmers are amazing. It's a family. They're here in Missouri, and they have the desire, just like I do, to see people well and to see people healthy, and they put a lot into what they do. It's such a wonderful family to support. They do offer 100% grass-finished, grass-fed, meaning that's it, a beef, and I get my ribeyes, I get my ground beef, my ground sirloin, I get my chuck roast. I mean, they basically have everything. They even have awesome jerky, but they also have eggs, they have chickens, and they have turkey. I'm planning on getting a turkey for Thanksgiving, and if you'd like lamb, they have that as well. But if you are in need of good quality grass-fed, grass-finished beef, or quality eggs, chicken, turkey, don't just settle for what you're getting at the local store. to go out on the internet and check out Fed from the Farm. That you can arrange a pickup or you can have it delivered to your to your home. And I can guarantee you, you're going to taste the difference. For me, my health actually depends on it. So I really thank God to have found such a great farmer. FedFromTheFarm.com. I hope it blesses you.
Welcome to Faith, Fuel, and Fitness, the Integrity Way, with your hosts, John and Debbie Morris from Integrity Training Systems.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is John and Debbie Morris with Integrity Training Systems on Real Talk 93.3. We have a super exciting show for you today, a little different than what we normally do. We have our good friends, Josh and Rochelle Kahneman, on. They are the owners of K-Build. Thank you guys so much for coming.
Thank you
so
for having
excited.
Us.
Yes, we're actually going to be doing things a little bit different. Like I said, we're going to be talking about godly marriage today. This is something that I know Rochelle and Debbie have spoke about, and they do a podcast together that you can check out as well in relation to our faith and the types of things that we believe in. And we just have felt led to talk about healthy, godly marriages and what it takes to have that. We do always like to start our show, which is called The Warrior Show, by talking about what it means to be a warrior. So we'll kind of start a little bit with that and then lead into what I just mentioned. But if you look at the definition of a warrior, it means a brave and or experienced soldier or fighter. And I always like to tell people that a lot of times we get afraid that we're not going to be able to overcome something. And we're like, well, I'm too afraid of that. I'm not brave enough to overtake this situation. But it says, or experienced. And anybody that's ever come through anything has experience, right? You know, we've all been through something. So if you're sitting there thinking, well, I'm not a warrior, I can't overcome this situation, and I've never really overcome anything, I assure you that you have. And if you've done that, as long as you have a warrior mentality and you press into what it is that's standing in front of you, you can take that on. And so we like to always talk a little bit about just things that we've been experiencing through the week or clients that we've dealt with have been experiencing and what allows us to feel like we can warrior through so that people know that they're not alone out there. So, Deb, let's talk a little bit about something that you have in this regard, and then maybe we can have them talk about something as well.
Sure. I know just from the topic, you know, the topic that we chose, Rochelle and I, you know, kind of went through this list of topics that we wanted to do for our Bible study. And so today when it was regarding marriage, we just decided, let's all do this together. You know, let's all get four very busy people together in the same room, which is amazing. So I'm sure someone will definitely be blessed by this information. But for me, about a year ago, I really felt like God just said, Debbie, you need to start to equip your marriage because you've got something big coming. And I know what we have coming, and I know what's ahead, and I know what we have to prepare for, and it's going to be big, and it's going to take a lot of work, and a lot of lives are going to be saved and changed from it. But I also know that the enemy will come in, and he will weaken you and knock you out at the knees. And so I just felt God say, strengthen your tent posts, and that meant strengthen your marriage. Now, at the time, I didn't necessarily feel like I had a bad marriage. I actually felt like we had a great marriage. John and I have been to hell and back several times together, so many different types of situations, but it's like we've gotten through it together, and I just can't even imagine living without John. At some point, I hope that whenever it's time to leave this earth, we leave together, because I just don't really imagine a day without him. But as I went into this moment of thinking, okay, the reason I'm strengthening my marriage is because of what's ahead. So how do I do that, God? What would you have me to do? So I read three books, okay? They were pretty intense books. They were Christian-based books, and there was a lot in these books. And I was reading thinking, wow, okay, this is very eye-opening. I want to be that for my spouse. I want to care about my spouse that way. And I thought I already did. I actually really did. I thought I was stepped up and I was giving him 100%. But I mean, there were areas I really needed to improve on. And I've worked for the past year really hard at doing that. So I guess my warrior mentality was I just dug in about a year ago and said, I'm building a hedge of protection against my marriage. And we will fight together. We will battle together. And like, we will set ourselves up at the front line together. We will equip ourselves. And spiritual warfare is real. And when you are trying to fulfill the call and purpose that God has for your life, the enemy will attack in such a strong manner. And the thing that he will do that you're not looking for is he'll use your spouse against you. You guys will work against each other instead of together for the purpose. And so you have to be looking for those areas that he can do that to you. And I think we have really strengthened things in the past year to basically try to just eliminate strife in any way and like come together respectfully and just like a force, just get through life better.
I think that's what I love about watching you two in business too, is I can see that.
Yes.
You know, you see husbands and wives that work together and you can see where one of them might say something kind of slanderous about the other, or, you know, you can kind of tell by how they're looking at each other, that they're smiling, but they're actually ticked off at each other. Right. And I don't see that from you guys. I mean, you can see it in your media work. And we went to that event for your employees, which was phenomenal. And
so
the way
much.
You guys cohesively worked there was so amazing. So we've got about 5 minutes left in this segment. So could you guys just give us a little input when you guys think about like warrioring through what you do, as busy as you are, all of the stuff that you have to take on a daily basis, all of those employees you keep up with, how do you guys do that to keep your marriage so tight amidst that much business work? Yeah, he's like, I got 5 minutes. Like,
So I think one of the strongest things that I've actually learned from Josh is about looking forward and not looking backward.
Amazing.
So that helps us in a mega way. Like, we will address a situation. Also, both of us are very direct. So, you know, that helps when you're solving problems, when you can just be direct. You know, sometimes it hurts, but we have thick skin, so I can't be easily offended by the things that he says.
Yes.
Because he's vocal. I'm thankful that he's vocalizing the way that he feels and things like that. So I try not to be easily offended. But ultimately, like, we'll be in a conversation. We'll have the conversation. It's kind of, you know, you've kind of talked it all out and there's not really a lot left to be said sometimes. And he'll be like, all right, it's done. Like, you got to get over yourself. Move
right,
on.
Right,
and I'm
right.
like, whoa.
Why,
you know, am I done?
Yes.
And I'm like, I actually don't have anything less. And he'll just be like, it's time to move on. That's actually behind us. And if I mention anything about it, he'll be like, I'm not, what are you even talking about?
Right.
Like, it's not even in our wheelhouse. It's gone.
Right.
It's done. So I can't address it any longer.
That's really good.
And so just not focusing on the trip ups.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just trudging away forward.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Has
and
been big for us.
I know that's something that you hear a lot of times, you know, motivationally said, is that the reason your windshield is bigger than your rear view is because you're supposed to be looking forward, right?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times it becomes really easy to get hung up on what has occurred that kind of hurt your feelings. And I had a pastor say this once. He doesn't even remember saying it, so I need to stop giving him credit and pretend I said it. But he said, you know, there's always going to be offenses in the world, but you get to choose whether or not you're offended.
Yep.
And so sometimes I find that married couples that haven't had the training that we're talking about, haven't put as much effort into it as you guys have, is something can kind of happen and you can be a little offended by it. And so they start planning or thinking about how they're going to kind of make their spouse feel what they felt. Like, oh, well, I don't really like the way that made me feel. So I think I'm going to kind of hang on to that a little bit. And then the next thing that I'm going to have a conversation about is going to be how it kind of bothered me. It's like they're setting up their next chess move instead of just being like, that probably isn't even how they meant that, and moving on. To your point, even with Josh, like, something did happen. Okay, we have a conversation, we move on. It's like, we don't have to play chess.
Even if something is offensive, the thing is that, have we ever said offensive things to each other? Sure.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, I know my husband's heart. So his heart was not to offend me. Maybe he was trying to get my attention.
Correct.
And I didn't like how he got my attention. But still, I have to choose to just move on from those things.
Correct.
And leave it at surface level. Not take it internally. Not let it get deeper. Not let it take root and just start growing this ugly thing. Like,
yes.
It's all, it is choice for both of us to, again, cut it off and move forward.
It's be a buffalo.
Okay, what does that mean?
So a buffalo only goes straight into the storm.
Okay.
And cows go with the storm to run away from it, but they stay in the storm forever.
Interesting.
And that's what most people do. So I heard that it's called into that's the storm, good. But buffaloes are the only animal on earth that go straight into every storm.
That's awesome.
And so if you go straight into every storm, you deal with your problems head on, whatever that is, whether it's business, life, marriage, And then you're over the problem, you solve the problem, or you come to a conclusion of the problem, and then you keep moving forward.
Love that.
So it also says in the Bible, in Proverbs, to only focus forward.
Yeah.
That's so good.
It also says in Proverbs to just drop the matter before it becomes a quarrel.
Yes.
So if you're going to read the Bible, you know, you have to do it with intent.
Yes. That's right. Yes.
Yeah, I think intent is the biggest thing. You know, you have to learn to know somebody's intent. And if you're actually truly in tune, like you're saying, you know his heart, then you know the offense isn't the intention. Mm-hmm. And that allows you to kind of press into that.
Absolutely. So. I think it's just expecting the best. I mean, and assuming the best instead of assuming the worst about some. I mean, sometimes we have bad days, but still continue to assume the best about someone. And like you said, just confront it, hit it, be frank about it, be candid about it, and then move forward and stop dragging yourself back into it, because you get nothing from that. You know, we are happy to be doing this show, and we're so thankful to be sponsored by Integrity Training Systems. For more information on what Integrity Training Systems does, you can take a look at integritytrainingsystems.com. For gluten-free, dairy-free baked goods delivered to your doorstep from my personal bakery, you can take a look at sophiesbakery.com. And for 100% grass-finished beef, the only meat that the Morris family will eat, take a look at fedfromthefarm.com. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing. Even so, come, oh Jesus, come. Welcome back, everybody. John and Debbie Morris with Integrity Training Systems on Real Talk 93.3. We hope you were here for our first segment. If you weren't, we have our good friends Josh and Rochelle Kahneman on with us right now. And we're talking about what it takes to have a godly marriage. And what's neat is I think it's easier to have just a godly marriage than to have a godly marriage and business partnership too. So we both do both of those things. You know, I tell people all the time, we're taking it to a different level. Yeah.
Yes. I'm like, you know, a lot of times, like, you hear about people that are in a business partnership, you know, and they're not in a relationship. So I'm talking even a man and a man, or a woman and a woman, you know, in the business partnership world. And you get to go home and talk bad about a situation that was bad for the day, right? Like, you can go home and be like, this was so dumb. Well, that's not really how this works, mm-hmm. you know, like, because they're your spouse too. So there's times that those worlds, I mean, they're very meshed, you know? And so it's kind of funny. I know that early on in my relationship with Deb, I would come home sometimes from work, and I'm one of those people that every once in a while I just have to stare at a blank wall. Like, that's, you know, I'll just like zone out on a wall, and that's how I kind of get my head back. Debbie doesn't do that. Like, she has one mode and that's always on, you know? So like, I'll come home and I might've just trained 16 clients and I'm staring at the wall, and she'd be like, hey, did you have, and I'm just kind of like, my head slowly turns like, oh my gosh, we're going to be talking about something right now about business, you know? And it's amazing, because that's what makes us so successful. But it's funny, because I had to come to this place in my mind where I'm like, that's how she is. And I have to be able to reciprocate that information, because that's what's going to keep us moving forward and in business. And at the end of the day, the only reason I'm staring at the wall is because I've let my mind go blank. And so it was just something that I had to have a simple shift, and it made us better. But I mention that because I've talked to people that have been in similar situations and they get mad about it. You know, it's like, I don't want to talk about this right now. It's like, well, then when do you talk about it? We're not going to talk about it at 3:30 in the morning. We can't talk about it on 10-minute breaks in between. It's like, when do you actually have that conversation? You know, so just being able to be in a place where you, again, you know, you look at a situation where every conversation you have with your spouse is a positive one. And then if you do have to hash something out, you do hash it out appropriately and you move on from it. And that's from a business or a relationship perspective. And I want to talk a little bit about, the reason I'm mentioning all of this is the dangers that come out of letting yourself kind of build on this stuff. And I know that we were kind of talking a little bit about building a hedge of protection around your marriage. And when it comes to having conversations with people of the opposite sex, especially in business, it's pretty easy if you're texting someone of the opposite sex, or you're having a business meeting, going to lunch, doing anything like that, to have a conversation slip into those bothersome moments. you know, where, well, you know, we were kind of having this conversation and this business happened and, you know, we got kind of annoyed about this. And I find that those situations become really dangerous because someone is always going to be on your side for the most part. So if you tell someone that someone was really mean to you, for the most part, they're going to be like, yeah, that sounds terrible. They were really mean to you. And so you kind of start to set yourself up with this scenario where you're putting yourself in a position to have somebody have an attraction to you, or you have an attraction to what they're telling you that just isn't positive. So talk to us a little bit about that with you guys. You have a lot of employees and you have a lot of people you see on a regular basis. So how do you handle that as far as meetings with people of the opposite sex and text messaging and things like that?
I mean, for example, we would not go, and I wouldn't have go have a business meeting at a coffee shop with a man.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't set myself up for things like that.
Yes.
Like, if I mean, I take a lot of meetings with people of the opposite sex, same sex, whatever.
Of course.
But it's typically, like, at their home site, you know, with a spouse. Obviously, we do houses.
Yes.
So
yes. Exactly.
I have to visit sites to see the house.
Yes.
Or I invite them into my showroom, things like that. So, you know, there's definitely boundaries of what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. We have to take both of us a lot of calls from same sex, opposite
yes.
sex. You know, being friendly is one thing in business. Being overly friendly
right.
is a different thing. You know, so when you are, I mean, you have to keep each other in mind.
Yes.
I'm just a straight shooter. So I'm all business. So I don't know if that, but my focus is business. When I'm doing business, my focus is if I'm talking to a woman in business, it's about what we're talking about.
Right.
I have really strict habits.
That's great.
So a lot of people, I'm not sure, like I'm very, even she asked me to go to lunch and I don't go to lunch with anyone.
Originally.
Yeah. Like,
you wouldn't go to lunch with me.
And then I saw her and I was single at the time. I was like, hey, I do lunch, but I don't go to, I get asked weekly to go to lunch with a vendor, a rep, whoever.
Right.
And I just don't do that. I'm not because of any reason because of going to lunch with a vendor. It's really just because I'm really strict on my diet and my habits.
Sure.
And so therefore, I'll do a coffee, but I never really get asked by, you know, very many people now because I think everyone knows.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they know.
They're
what,
very,
what
if you get my time, number one,
time.
You're right. You know, you're either special to me or we're there's a reason you have my time, but very,
yes.
I don't give my time to nobody.
Well, I think that's great.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the discipline that I'm talking about. That's something you've instilled to make sure that those types of things are done the way they're supposed to be done. And that's so important. You know, like you just said, it's like now the world acknowledges, well, Josh isn't going to come out and just talk to me about random stuff. If he's coming out, we're talking about what we're supposed to be talking about. And that's so important. We deal with that too. It's like when you're going to be meeting with someone, we always even tell our trainers, like, yeah, it's okay to be friendly. Like maybe you know what someone did for the weekend or something, but like they don't need to know about an argument that you had with your significant other.
Right.
They don't need to know about what craft your kid made for the week at school. Like it's not, it shouldn't be that intimate, especially like we were saying, when you're dealing with someone of the opposite sex, like, they for sure shouldn't know as you're training them about an argument you had with your spouse. It shouldn't be a session about make you feel good and better in your situation. It just opens up too many gateways.
I think there's just always that possibility. And just being in fitness for 25 years, I can just tell you that I've witnessed a lot. And, you know, I think you think that things are so bad in your situation. And then you go and then you find another person that's willing to listen to your situation. You put it all out there, and then suddenly you find this person's super supportive of you, and gosh, they think that, you know, you're in a really bad situation too, and they'd like to see you in a better situation, and you know what? They may know somebody that could help you to get into a better situation, or maybe it's this person, and maybe that person thinks you're attractive, and they finally start telling you that you're attractive. It's just been year after year and marriage after marriage that I've watched just slowly start to trickle into this danger zone. And the reality is that the person that asks you if you would be considerate and take out the trash is never going to be the person, that that person's never going to look overly sexy to you at that moment when they're asking
when you take the
if you can
out.
Be considerate, right? But I've always said, John, I think you're super sexy. Would you please take out the trash?
Now, she really does, and I'm always like, okay.
At this point, I don't need to ask John to take out the trash. He just ought to, you know, I mean, he's always taking out the trash. But at the end of the day, you just want to be cautious and just be aware of who you're opening the door to and who you're willing to allow to take on your personal information, because that's just how the enemy creeps in and will cause division in your marriage. Your private thoughts and your relationship really should be kept private, and it shouldn't be shared with, like, I'm not going to share things with another man, and I'm not going to be caught, you know, alone with another man. I really just want to be around my husband, and I want to save that time for my husband. So hopefully that information is helpful to people, because I've definitely seen it lead over the years to really like the demise or just the downfall in a lot of marriages. Now, this show has been brought to us by Integrity Training Systems. For more information on what we do, take a look at integritytrainingsystems.com. Also, for gluten-free, dairy-free baked goods delivered to your doorstep, take a look at sophiesbakery.com. And for 100% grass-fed meat, the only meat that the Morris family will eat, take a look at fedfromthefarm.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is John and Debbie Morris with Integrity Training Systems on Real Talk 93.3. We're having a great show so far. Excited again to have Josh and Rochelle Kahneman on with us, dear friends of ours, talking about what it takes to have a godly marriage. I'm going to pass it over to them pretty quick here. I want to kind of talk about the role that a husband and wife have in a marriage, and the difference between a king and a queen and the importance of both. So just kind of talk to us a little bit about what you mean by that when you guys define that.
At the end of the day, there cannot be two. I mean, Josh and I are very strong personalities, both of us.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, you have to have a leader. And it cannot be two people battling for that leadership.
Sure. Yes.
Even though sometimes it probably does feel like that because I have a super strong personality.
Yes.
At the end of the day, if Josh makes a call and he said, that's it, like I've just made my mind up, then that is where I have to step back.
Sure.
Because in our marriage, it's set up like the king and the queen. So Josh is the king. You know, I'm consider myself his most trusted advisor.
That's awesome.
So I have the key to his heart. He's going to listen to me differently than probably anyone else. He's probably going to hear my voice louder than most any other person. And so I have a big responsibility to backing him up, also not leading him in a wrong way because of my own selfishness. So I have to operate in a way that has him in mind, but ultimately it isn't, my decision is not the last call. So having an understanding of that as a wife, like I feel a huge piece of significance in our marriage by being able to be that to him and all of those things to him, you know, not to mention that we do work together. So we play so many roles together.
Right, exactly.
You know, he'll be like, you know, I'm going to tell you this because you're my best friend, but my wife doesn't really like me to talk about these things. And so he'll like joke with me if it's, you know, all these different things.
That's amazing. I just love that statement. We do the exact same thing.
We really do. It's pretty funny.
I got to tell you something business. It's not great, but don't tell my wife.
You know, like, exactly.
Yeah. It's very funny because we play so many roles together. And so we try to, you know, keep it lighthearted and jokey and stuff. But at the end of the day, Josh is the king of our marriage. He is the final call. Sometimes I don't love it, but it is, I do have a duty to back down at the point that he says, I mean, and we'll get to the point where we're like, you know, I'm like, but, and he'll be like, that's it, honey.
But I like that you said most trusted advisor. I think that's a really great perspective, because I do think that some females will get a check on that and they're like, no one's king over me. But like, hey, if you can just humble yourself and actually respect that, that you are his most trusted advisor, like God will use that and he will grow you guys in such a way that you will always feel protected. You will always feel safe. You will always feel provided for. Like your life will feel complete when you open that door and you release that need to feel like you are the leader and you allow your husband to do that. It's a transformational moment. So I do respect that, that you are his most trusted advisor. And like, that feels amazing to be that for someone.
Also, if there was a king, right? What position would you want to have next to him?
Right, exactly. Which the reality is there is a king, you know, and it's Jesus,
yeah.
You know, right? And so he has given us the spouse. And as women, he has shown us like, that guy, he is leading you. He is protecting you. He is covering you. He is the provider. And we are not like his servant, but we are his most trusted advisor. And so let's battle together. You know, let's do this thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's not twisted as like, I'm the king, she's the queen.
No, right. Sure.
But we compromise a lot in the sense of who wants it. If I want something more than she doesn't want it, or the opposite, that's how we kind of settle.
Yes.
So if she wants something more than I don't want it, but she wants it more, we'll usually go that way or the opposite way.
Yeah.
Yes. We set that up from the beginning of our marriage. We said, you know, this is going to be the tiebreaker. If you can sense that I want this more than you don't, then you have to make a compromise to me. And if I can sense that his dislike or his want, either way, is more than mine, then I have to be able to back down because it's not as, I mean, it's simple. It's not as important to me as it obviously is to him.
Yes.
Right.
And sometimes it takes like, but I want, you know, you go back and forth through this thing.
Yes. Yeah, it's really easy to get hung up on always thinking about what you want, but I love that there's different varying levels of that. So if you want one direction 20% and he wants the other direction 100%. I mean, his direction is the direction that should go in.
Right.
But I think a lot of times people don't realize the difference in the levels of that. So it's just what I want versus what you want. And that's really not a way to look at that.
Right.
I see a lot of people because I have 52 employees.
Yeah.
They work against each other, couples.
Right.
And they're not their biggest supporter. And they don't realize that their entire life could catapult if they had a teammate, and who is your best trusted advisor, teammate, person that wants you to succeed versus your spouse.
Right.
And a lot of people that I deal with from just dealing with people are always not working with their partner at all, or they're not setting the standard for their family.
Yes.
And that's where I see most of it is, and that's just America in general, I think. It's just, or the world probably, but we need leaders.
Yes.
We need fathers. Yes. We need men. We need people that just stand up and set a standard so high that everyone around them, you're going to get the eye rollers, but you're also going to get the people you inspire. Yes. And I'm doing it for the people that I inspire.
Right.
Down to every bush in my yard, to the lines in my yard.
I love it.
It's how you do one thing, it's how you do everything.
That's right.
From your fitness to your health to your marriage to the, leading. Because, like, there's a statistic, and you know the numbers better than I do, but if the father goes to church, the man goes to church, it's
somewhere in the realm of, and I can't be quoted on this, but somewhere around 80% a chance that your children will serve God.
Right.
And if it is a mother bringing their children to church, it's somewhere in the 20% for one child.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
And so I just feel that so like I look at it like, what if you had a camera following you around every day?
Right.
When no one else is looking.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so you have to set the standard with the things you put in your body, the things that you put in your brain, the things, you know, all of the exercises. Do you read the Bible? You must not want it real bad. You don't want a healthy marriage if you won't even, you know, put the best-selling book ever in front of you.
Right.
Or your marriage.
Yes.
You know, people reject that a lot. And it says in the Bible that the most important thing you can get is wisdom. And that's what most people are lacking. And then the more wisdom you get, the more you realize you don't know.
Yes.
Like, I don't know.
Right. I love that.
The more I learn, the older I get, the more I realize I don't know.
Yes.
And then I'm like, great, I have so much more to learn.
Yes.
Yes.
I always tell people that. I'm like, the second someone tells you that they are the master of whatever it is they do, they're no longer a master because they've probably given up on learning. Yeah. Right. And if they've given up on learning, they're not going to continue to be someone that you want to follow because that person is going to continue to learn. Yeah. You know, we were talking about this here recently, like what it takes to be considered a master of your craft. And I just got to thinking about how long I've been doing this. I just had like a moment of like age acknowledgement in my second life, you know, because I was a police officer and then I did what I did now. And I was thinking about it and I was like, I have trained over 23,000 hours of one-on-one personal training. And there's still people that come in that I'm going to work with. And I'm like, I don't have a clue what to do with you. And I have to go online and I have to research and I have to look things up. But I have to be willing to do that. I can't just say, let me just try to throw them into a mold of something else I've done in the past. Right. You know, and I think, again, like you said, it's like that bleeds into every aspect of your life. And so if you're not treating the person at home with you the best that you can treat them and working as hard as possible to keep that unity and to keep yourself on the same page with your spouse, I just have to believe that that's going to fade into multiple other areas of your life.
I think, like, Josh, what you're saying with what you see kind of with, you know, just the different people that you work with, one of the things that I see, you know, I talk with people on their nutrition every day. Believe it or not, relationships are one of the number one reasons why people don't stay on their food.
Absolutely.
They have a fight with their husband. And so for whatever reason, they needed to eat chocolate, you know. And so I hear a lot more than really what I'm necessarily looking to hear. But I'm trying to get to the bottom or the why of why they keep, you know, losing commitment to a healthy lifestyle. And so then I end up just like consulting someone on advising them on how they can handle a marital situation. But people keep score, and I just don't, God's actually called us to not do that, not just in our marriage, but just in life, because we don't want to have resentment towards anyone. We're not trying to count up a list of all of the wrongs that have come against us. There's no gain in it. I mean, there's no build. We're not stronger because of it. So I think in a relationship, keeping score and identifying, you know, I've done these and I've done this and I do this for you and I do that for you. There's just truly no gain to that, you know. So I think if we can team up together, lead by example, you know, create a scenario where our children are watching a relationship where people respect one another. And yes, there will be some candid conversations. And it's the way we come out of those candid conversations that really actually guide, that will really actually guide our child. I mean, our child has witnessed some very serious situations, but that girl is going to be a leader one day because she has watched us bond together and just really fight through it
and
with
not,
the Lord.
And not yell and scream at each other and not throw stuff around the house. But she can tell we're both very serious on what we're talking about. We both have a strong opinion on something. And she's watched it be hashed out. And
blessing has come because of it.
That's another thing, you know, to Josh's point about like the world, you know, setting a higher standard. You know, it's like if we're not willing to hold and set that standard, like your kids are watching you. Mm-hmm. You know, the next generation, the people that are going to be leading this nation when we're older and incapable of taking care of ourselves, like they're watching you. And so if you think they're not picking up on how you're handling situations, how you're treating your spouse, how you're talking about them, how you keep your life in order, you're wrong because you're creating
legacy,
that right now.
It's a true legacy that you're leaving. Just the same way with our daughter that we are trying to lead a healthy lifestyle in front of her. You know, we keep a clean home. We all the things that we do. We have a hard work ethic, a strong work ethic. We want her to see that. You know, together we unite, you know, and we face life together. And that's just so important. And our team at work sees that. We took some of our team members to Florida this year. And collectively, they don't know this, but they came to me individually and said, one of the things we enjoyed the most about the trip, they didn't say this together, they said it individually, was watching you and John live life together. We've seen you do business together, and we've always respected that, but it's living life together. You laugh, you joke, you're protecting each other, you're caring for each other, you're attending to each other's needs, and you're sensing what the need is even before it happens. Each person was blessed by that, and that blessed me because some of them still need to get married. You know, they're still single. They're going to get married. I pray that they find someone like that, and I pray that they respect themselves enough to wait until they find someone like that, and they don't settle, and that they truly gain that type of love and relationship that I guess we've worked really hard to be able to accomplish. Life isn't perfect. I'm not going to try to sit here and say that it is, but I'm certainly blessed by the love that I have for my husband for sure. This show is brought to you by Integrity Training Systems. For more information on what we do with Integrity, take a look at integritytrainingsystems.com. For gluten-free, dairy-free baked goods delivered to your door from my personal bakery, take a look at Sophie's Bakery. And for 100% grass-fed meat, the only meat that the Morris family will eat, take a look at fedfromthefarm.com.
Welcome back, everybody. John and Debbie Morris with Integrity Training Systems on Real Talk 93.3. We've been having a blast in the studio with Josh and Rochelle Kahneman today. We're so thankful that they're here. We've actually done a lot of talking on our breaks that you guys didn't get to be a part of. I wish you had been. We could have probably sat here for another 8 hours. But yeah. We just want to talk about, from a godly marriage perspective, what we feel causes a lot of marriages to tank or go south or eventually end in just ruin. And Rochelle was talking about while we were on break, you know, just being able to dream together. Like, what's the next step? Like, when you're thinking about moving forward, what is it that's causing you to move forward and stay in that versus going and looking for something else? So why don't you just expand on that a little bit for us, guys, and talk about, like, maybe a little bit about how you guys do that and how important that is.
So in an earlier segment here today, we talked about looking forward and not looking backward.
Yes.
A huge part of looking forward is setting up milestones for yourself. You know, God puts things into our heart that a lot of times feel so much bigger than what we're capable, ourself, these things. Writing them down is important.
Yes.
So many years ago, I started a vision board, and I kind of thought it was a little hokey of an idea, like child's play crafting kind of thing.
Sure.
I actually love crafting, so I'm not like knocking that. But I was like, you know, I'll do it for this group of ladies. That will be fun for us, you know, this activity. But what was brought out of it was, you know, on the back of my vision board, I wrote really big. I wrote God because I wanted that to be our foundation. The next largest picture on my vision board was a couple sitting together, I think in the sand. And so that was like, you know, a big part. I needed to make sure that in my vision that my marriage was a big part of that. And then I, you know, placed all of these things. One of them was a car that Josh really had always wanted. I put that on the board. We were considering at that point, we had drawn on a napkin and had plans drawn for the house that we currently live in.
Awesome.
And so that was on the vision board.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Many different things. And so when I brought the vision board home, Josh said, I loved it so much. I brought it home and he said, you know, I don't understand all the things. We'll probably need to go through some of this. But at the end of the day, he said, I can look across that board and see those are the things I want for my life as well.
Awesome.
Can that be our vision
so
board?
Good.
And so the thing is that what has made us so, so strong in our marriage is that it's not about constantly looking for the next thing. But
right.
It is absolutely about setting goals together and to have this feeling that we're united, mm-hmm. working for purpose.
Yes.
And accomplishing these things. So when I look across my vision board now, I probably did that 6 years ago. I look at my vision board now and I'm like, check, check, check.
That's so yes. good.
I certainly have not knocked everything off of that board,
sure.
but we certainly have made some strides. But if we wouldn't have written down those things, do you feel the same accomplishment? I'm not sure.
Right.
And so I feel like in so many marriages, what I see probably the most common demise is, you know, people say, oh, you know, you get the 7-year itch or something like that. I don't even know what that is. We were strong at it still at 7 years.
Right.
We're at
yes.
11 years now.
Yeah.
But we are working constantly together to move forward in our life and our goals and the things that we want to accomplish. Some of them, I have a plane on my vision board. I also don't even know why that's on there.
That's awesome.
I don't actually want to take care of a plane or pay for a plane myself.
But
it's on there. And so I knew it was in my heart. And so it's on there for a purpose. Are we working for that every day? Not necessarily intentionally for the plane, sure, but together to accomplish these goals. And if it ends at a plane one day, I'll be like, God, you really foresee that. You saw that one way
right,
before
yeah.
me.
Right.
You
right.
Know? So good. Right. Yeah. I just feel like that. I think that's true in every aspect of life. We deal with this with clients, right? So we work with people that are attempting to get their lives better. And what I find interesting, and Josh can for sure talk to this, guy's built like a Greek statue, but you know, like he puts the work in, and we get people that come to us and it's like, well, I want to do a bodybuilding show, or I want to do this marathon, or, you know, whatever the event is. And they'll train so hard and they'll get there. And the second it's over, the whole process is over. Their discipline's out the window. They're throwing 100 pounds on. They can't, it's a spiral. And so they're not looking at that next step. They're not looking at like, how am I going to continue this process? And to your point, Rochelle, it's the same in marriage. You know, I talk about motivation. People always tell me they wish they had my motivation to work out. And I'm like, oh, you mean to not work out at all? Because that's how motivated I am. My discipline is why I work out, because I know I need it. Now, there's times of motivation. There's times a song hits or something. I'm like, let's do this. But that's not always the case. In marriage, the butterflies, that initial first effect, that might be the little bit of a motivation, but at some point you have to instill the discipline. Like, no, I actually do love my partner. I actually do care about what the next step is. I do care that we remain together, and I do care that we do life together. So I have to think about what our next milestone is. Otherwise you get interrupted by the noise, you know? And I just think that when I think about clients getting interrupted by the noise, we talked a little bit on break jokingly about like chips, right? You know, it's like, okay, well, I've done my show now, and so I just want to eat 2 bags of chips every day. And then next thing you know, you've gone awry in a marriage. It's like, okay, I've been married for 2 years. Like, that was pretty cool. But now my secretary is telling me that she thinks I look good in my suit. And when I go home, my wife asks me to do the dishes. Well, which one sounds better? So if you're not planning what the next phases are with your spouse and thinking that through, I just think it becomes too easy to get interrupted in life, you know?
I think the hustle can, to some extent, cloud the dream, you know? So you're hustling so much on a regular basis. You're always moving. You're always doing. You're always working. You're always. But if you don't have that dream and you don't have that vision together, then the hustle can come in and kind of break up the possibility of accomplishing those dreams. And what I've found is that the dream or the vision for the future together brings me peace, and it organizes the hustle, and it brings purpose to it. You know, obviously a godly vision gives me purpose to get up each day and to do what I do. But John and I's vision together and what we want together and what we dream for together, now there's like fire behind
it's big.
Me, yeah. You know,
it's habits.
Yeah.
And, it goes this, I mean, this whole, what all of you've talked about can go so deep. So I know we don't have a lot of time, but
right.
It's discipline, and then it's habits. And it's the biggest thing that I have noticed and that I work on the hardest is self-awareness.
Love it.
So, just like you said, you do a show, you get a 6-pack, you fertilize your grass, you stop, you start eating crappy. If you don't maintain it,
right.
you just wasted that. So I'm chasing always to be the best version of myself I can be, because I haven't reached that person, and I never will. So that's the biggest challenge for most people, is it's hard. I haven't missed the gym in 1,721 days.
Right? That's my point. That's what I said. You look at him and tell that.
I've done this, but it's been consistency, and then it's discipline, and then I'm self-aware. I'm very self-aware. Every time I have a bad habit, for instance, my truck, my truck's my office. I get out of my truck every night. I drink water all day long. It's full of water bottles and blah, blah, blah. I just got sick of living in the mess.
Yeah.
So New Year's resolution, which I normally don't do, I just said I'll never leave my truck at night with one piece of trash in it.
Love it. Yeah.
And so I just have to be self-aware. It's just all of those things. And then you have to just say enough's enough.
Yeah.
With every aspect of your life. And so you have to just say enough's enough, whether it's you want to have a better marriage, a better relationship with God, you just have to, but then you have to work on it,
right.
Never ending, and then you have to try to win the day.
Yes.
And then if you win that day, then you got to win the week. If you win the week, you win the month. If you win the month, you win the year. And if you win enough years, you're starting to see the progress that most people say is too hard. It's very hard to work out on the day you have a surgery on your tricep.
Right.
It's very hard to work out with 104 fever. But I'm glad I did it all now because I want to chase the guy that God put me on this earth to be.
That's so good.
And I don't know who that is yet.
Yeah.
And I'm chasing him. I'm chasing him to be a better husband, a better father. And you realize, wow, I should not have talked to my wife like that. Wow, I should not have talked to my kids like that. Wow, I should not have spent that much time on my phone.
Right.
And if you're not aware, most people just aren't aware. That's what I see the most of just managing people. They're not aware.
Yeah.
They're not self-aware.
And I think it's important that we are honest with each other. And as we've talked through this entire thing, that we confront each other respectfully. But again, as we close this, it is just so important to dream together and to bring God into those dreams and to trust him to see it come to pass. And, you know, John is my best friend. He is my business partner. I love him more than anything in the world. But we chase after really big dreams, and we feel like God's given us those dreams, and we know that he'll equip us to accomplish them. So don't give up on your spouse if you're even considering giving up on your spouse. Don't give up on your spouse, because you could potentially even just be giving up on yourself. So strengthen yourself, strengthen your tent posts, start to build that hedge of protection, put the full armor of God on, get in the word, trust God, and just give your spouse everything you have. Thank you so much for listening today. Thank you again, Josh and Rochelle, for coming on the show. Such a blessing to have you both. For more information on what Josh and Rochelle do, they literally build the highest quality products I think I've ever seen in my life. And I love home building. Take a look at kbuildit.com. It's K Build Construction. God bless you all. And thank you guys so much for coming on.